the good time. Smart. All right, always in the beginning.
The pasuk tells us in Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Mishpatim. Hisile chamor sona'acho. When you see the chamor of your enemy, roveitz tachas maso'o, collapsing under its burden, v'chadalta me'azov lo, and you really don't want to help him, azov tazov imo, thou shalt surely help him. Who can be your enemy? Don't we know? One is not allowed to hate another Jew. Is the pasuk referring to the chamor of a non-Jew? On page 3, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel in Beis, Omer Rabbi Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok Omer Rav Mutar L'Sanaso. There are certain people you're allowed to hate. When you see the chamor of your enemy collapsing under its burden, my sone, what does it mean, your enemy? If it means it's a guy who's your enemy. But we learned in a brisa, sone she'omru, sone Yisrael. The one who we're talking about in the pasuk is a sone, someone you hate who's a Jew. It's not talking about a non-Jew. Elokshita Soni Yisrael. So it must be, it is talking about a Soni Yisrael. The Brisa said so. A person who you hate, who's a Jew. Umishayu Asane. Are you allowed to hate a Jew? V'chaksiv, it says in the Pasuk. Lo sisna esochicha bilvavecha. You're not allowed to hate a Jew. Ela must be. De'ika sadid ovid isura. Where there are witnesses that he did an Isser. And it seems that if there are witnesses of which you are one, that this person did an Isser, or maybe not even with you, there are witnesses that the person did an Isser, then you're allowed to hate them. It's interesting, you see, because we always like to say, the politically correct thing to say is, oh, I don't hate him, I just hate his actions. But that's not what the Gemara says. If the person is an Avarian, person who knows better, not a person who grew up and just doesn't know, but a person who knows better and purposely does Averis, you hate him. In fact, the Gemara, that's not sona'acha, that's not your enemy, which is singular, yours and only yours. Kuli almanavimis nisayle, everyone hates him if he's a person who does Averis. Maishnohai, what's the difference that it's this guy? What do you mean sona'acha? Says my own lav must be ki hagav in a situation the chazibe ihu dvar erva, where I saw alone the person doing an avera, specifically an avera concerning arayas. Since there are no two witnesses, we cannot bring him to court. We know that you committed adultery and then get killed. You're the only one who saw it. Lashon hara, but you are allowed to hate him because you know he did an avera. It could be an avera as simple as watching things on a screen that might constitute a dvar erva. I saw him do that. I'm not telling anybody, but hate him. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok Omar, mitzvah l'sanoso. It's not just mutter to hate him, it's a mitzvah to hate him, and that's how the Rambam paskens. That's not the shmooze today. That's just the background for this pasuk, but it's an interesting point. When a person does an avera, specifically an avera that has to do with erva, it seems that there's a mitzvah to hate him, the person himself. Let's go back to our pasuk. We're now dealing with that individual who you saw do a dvar erva, and you hate. Al pi din, you are obligated to hate him. And now, you come across him and his chamor. And his chamor is collapsing under its load. You don't want to help him. You hate him. Says the pasuk, Azov Tazovimo. You have to help him. It's not the animal's fault. It's Tzad Marichayim. Gotta help the animal. Doesn't matter that the animal's owner is somebody who you're obligated to aid. You have to help him. Okay. That's the simple pshat in the pasuk. Says the Unklus, back on page 1, and you'll follow me to page 2. Are sechze chamor. If you see the chamor, the sonoch, of one who you hate, revia tchos tane, collapsing under its load, v'sitimna milemishbak le, and you refrain, you want to hold back from helping him, mishbak tishbok madibilibach alohi, you must unload, remove, not the burden from the animal per se, remove madibilibach alohi, that which is in your heart against him, usefarik ime, and unload the animal along with the owner. It's not enough simply to do the maisa chesed of unloading the animal. At the moment that you're unloading the animal, you have to remove the hatred that you have in your heart towards this individual so that you can fulfill the chesed in the most... I hate him. All of a sudden, to do the chesed of helping unload his animal, you have to remove that hatred from your heart. Says the Targum Yonatan Ben Uziel, there's one more step. Back to page 1 again, going on to page 2. Yonatan Ben Uziel. In Techame Chamra Desanoch, if you see the chamor of your enemy, the ant Sonile, an enemy who you hate, because you know about an isser that he did personally, you saw it alone, like the Gemara Pesachim Kofid Gimel. Reviat Chostone, his animal is collapsing under its load. And your nefesh is holding you back from coming close to him and helping him. You don't want to help him. What's the din? Mishpok tishpok behahi shaito. Remove at that moment yas sono de belibach aloi, the hatred that there is in your heart towards him, v'sifok v'siton ime, and remove with him the load from the donkey. How long do you remove the hatred from this person? Behahi shaita. For that moment, while you're doing the chesed, in order to do the chesed in the full, most proper way, you have to remove from your heart the feelings that you have towards him. Behahi shaita. But the moment that you're done unloading the chamor, the sinner that you have towards him has to come back. In the beginning, you hate him. Doing the chesed for him, while doing the chesed, you love him. The moment the chesed is over, you hate him again. You turn it on, you turn it off. It's unbelievable. A person can have feelings towards another person and can change them so easily, like a light switch. I love him, I hate him. I love him, I hate him. People usually don't think that way. People usually say, look, I just don't like that guy. I just don't like him. He has red hair. There's something wrong with him. I can't get along with him. I know he's a terrible person. I can't like him. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's possible for a person to change their feelings and to change them on the spot. It doesn't take 6 years of learning a Musa Sefer until he says, oh, now that I worked on myself, I can change my feelings towards him. No. If the Torah obligates us to change our emotional state towards an individual, back and forth and back and forth, it means that we're capable of doing so. And most people that we don't like are not people who are obligated to hate. We hate them for no good reason. Sinas chinam. We have different things we don't like about them. Maybe it's not chinam. But we have reasons we don't like them. Not things that we're mechuyev not to like them for. We just don't like them. It's possible, you can't deny, for a person to change their feelings towards another person. Rabbi Binyamin Lubin, my Rebbe Eretz Yisrael, said over, I don't know if it was in the context of this shmooze, I don't think I heard it from him, but in at least a similar shmooze, he said over from Rav Chaim Zaitchik. Rav Chaim Zaitchik is one of the big Bali Musar from Eretz Yisrael, the following muscle. There was a storekeeper, I think in the muscle was a woman, and the storekeeper had an apprentice, a young teenage boy who worked in the store. And she was going about her business, and he was 14, 15 years old, moving things around, and something dropped out of his hands and smashed on the floor. It was worth, I don't know, 20 shekel, 30 shekel, not that much. But the woman storekeeper, she got all angry at him. She started screaming, "You schlamazel, you this, you that." All of a sudden, the bell rings, ding, and somebody walks into the store. The door opens, and she turns away from this boy who she's screaming and yelling at the top of her lungs, and turns towards the potential customer. Shalom! With a big smile on her face. And it's not just an act. The moment that that customer came into the store and she turned, her whole attitude really changed. It's a customer. Now I'm in a good mood. Now I have to be friendly. All the hatred is gone. A person can change in an instant. Sometimes, in a conversation I had with Rabbi Lubin about that part of the shmooze afterwards, sometimes a change in environment is all one needs in order to be able to change a mood. Because it can happen to any of us that we can be in a bad mood. I'm upset, I'm angry, something went wrong, I just got a bechina bag, a test bag, a term paper, I heard some bad news about this or about that. And now I know I have to change my mood. I'm walking into the classroom, I have to learn today. Something is really bothering me, something is really wrong. What am I supposed to do? Well, I can change my attitude. I can change my mood. And I have the advantage of changing the environment so that I could do it. Whether it's walking into the classroom, or it's opening up the Gemara. That's like the person coming into the store, the new customer. Sometimes in order to be able to change your attitude, it's not so easy just to do it. You have to encounter something. A donkey that needs unloading. You have to encounter a new classroom setting, a new customer, a Gemara. Something that changes in the environment. The point is that we can control our feelings and our emotions. A person cannot just say, I can't help it. They can. Often, they need some environmental change in order to affect it. So do that. Find that environmental change and do it. Be'ezer Hashem, when we realize that we can control our emotions, and we have this beautiful Eitzah to help us control those emotions, we'll have completely different relationships with our friends. We'll have completely different relationships with those who are not our friends. And we'll also have better relationships with ourselves, because we'll understand that we can be in control of our mood and our emotions, and thereby enable ourselves to lead productive days every day, even when it seems sometimes that things unfortunately are going wrong. That's it.
Any questions?